It was the first time that Burma's detained democratic opposition leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been allowed to meet foreign visitors in more than 2 years. The hour-long meeting with the United Nations envoy, Ibrahim Gambari, took place at the guest house in Rangoon Saturday. There were no immediate details from the meeting. Aung San Suu Kyi, a Nobel laureate and leader of the National League for Democracy, has spent 10 of the last 16 years mostly under house arrest. Her plight has become a symbol of the repressiveness of Burma's military government. Before the meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi, Gambari held talks with Burma's senior leader, General Tan Shui, in the new administrative capital of Naypyidaw, 400 kilometres north of Rangoon. Gambari is the first high-ranking UN official allowed into Burma in more than 2 years. The United Nations is pressing Burma's military to move ahead with long-promised democratic reforms. Burma proposed a roadmap to democracy in 2003 under former Prime Minister Khin Yunt, but the process stalled after Khin Yunt was ousted from the military leadership in 2004. Ul Win, a senior NLD party member who also met with Gambari Friday, says it is not clear if this UN visit will produce immediate results.
Depending on the meeting with the various agencies, and probably they have to talk again with this regime.
Carl Thayer, a lecturer at the Australian Defence Force Academy, remains pessimistic. UN pressure will lead the military to move on political reforms.
I don't see any signs that the Burmese are going to be moved. Anybody inside the regime with Khin Yunt that was looking to open up have all been either put in jail or marginalised.
Gambari was scheduled to brief diplomats and representatives of UN agencies on Saturday night before departing Burma. The international community has kept up pressure on the military government to reform after decades of rule. The United States and European Union maintain economic sanctions. Even members from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, of which Burma is a member, have broken with their policy of non-interference and called for political transition in Burma. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.